Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Children's books are a delightful, colorful, and whimsical way to introduce children to reading. Although parents may find it a wee bit annoying to repeat the same stories night after night, reading to kids is crucial to healthy childhood development and also helps them form their vision of a world outside of their own. Unfortunately, that vision looks pretty white. A study released last year found that children's books are woefully underrepresentative of cultural diversity. Jason Bogue is editor of the publishing website Gallycat. He's also working on a book about reading to kids and has been keeping an eye on content for children. Jason, great to have you back.
Always fun to be here. Thanks.
Jason, you wrote about a study conducted by the Cooperative Children's Book Center. First, what were they looking for and what did they find?
They took a survey of 3,600 different kids' books, really looking at some of the most popular things out there. And they just looked at the way different races and ethnicities were represented in these books, and they came back with some really startling findings. They said that 3.3% of these 3,600 titles were about African Americans, only 2.1% were about Asian Pacific Americans, 1.5% were about Latinos, and only 0.6% were about Native Americans.
Those numbers are astonishing, but I'm curious about what the study was looking at. Was it diversity when it comes to representation in books, or whether we're talking about books that are actually about the experience of what it's like to be an African American, Asian American, or Native American kid?
Yeah, this was actually looking at the representation inside of those books. So you could have a white author writing about a multicultural mix of characters, that would be included in a diversity study. So it's really, we're seeing a real need here for more representation. And I think if you just walk through your local bookstore, it's pretty easy to see. If you start pulling titles off the wall, look at the covers and just the way people are represented, these numbers become very clear in a visual way.
Well, you write about the business. I mean, what does this tell us about authorship or the perceived market?
I think it's a historical problem, to be completely honest. This field has been historically dominated by white writers. So bookstores are stocking, or have been stocking for many years, this collection of books. And also with children's books, kind of the relationship that you have over generations with a book matter a lot. So the books that my parents grew up with, those are going to be part of my childhood as well. And so I think this kind of diversity problem has been passed down from generation to generation to generation.
Right. We read, you know, Pat the Bunny or Make Way for Ducklings in some sort of nostalgic way, but it is representing an old world view. Any sense from the study of how this affects children?
The study didn't really look at that, but I mean, just personally, read to my daughter every single night, and I don't want her to see a world that only contains one kind of person. I think it's very important for children, no matter where they live, to have a more diverse experience. And on the flip side of that, I think children in these underrepresented groups really deserve the chance to see themselves represented in books as well, and see themselves as deserving of their own books and their own experience, and it's very valuable for them to learn how to tell stories.
What's the response inside of the publishing industry? Is anybody really changing the content of books?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of efforts going on right now to actually fix this. I think the biggest challenge is for parents to actually reach out and start to change some of these traditions that have been passed down for generations. We kind of have to remake the canon of books that we read in our households. Some great examples of diversity projects. Reading Rainbow, the great show that I watched as a child, and it really helped me have a more diverse library and encounter all sorts of different books, hosted by LeVar Burton. That great television show is now an app, and kids can download this app, and it includes a library of well over 300 books that they can access, just like Netflix. They're digital books that they can read. And LeVar Burton, I actually interviewed him about this. He worked very hard to come up with a diverse selection. And just reading it with my daughter, we saw some amazing books. I mean, she's read about Korean-American families, African-American families, all sorts of new stories that we just couldn't find in our library or our bookstore, she found in this app. So I think that's a really good place to start.
Let's end on an up note. Any great books that you're reading with your daughter now?
Yeah. Nikki Giovanni edited this brilliant collection. She's a great poet, called Hip Hop Speaks to Children. It contains everything from Kanye West to the Sugar Hill Gang to Queen Latifah lyrics, mixes in the music and the lyrics along with poetry. And it's really inspiring. And Olive and I have had a lot of fun with the book.
Jason Boak, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jason Boak is editor of the publishing website Galley Cat. He's been working on, among other things, a book about reading to kids. You can read more on the report on diversity in children's literature. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org.